Namaste, my name is Monica Groover. I'm also called Manjulali by my students. I run an Ayurveda college in Austin, Texas. I'm the author of the book Ayurveda and the Feminine and also Essential Guide to Ayurveda Part 1, which came out last October and remained on Amazon's hot-selling bestseller list for about 3 months in one particular category. Hello, today our topic is anger and the Rudra principle. What do you say is this Rudra principle? You'll find out and a lot more. Basically, we are going to talk about anger. Anger is an underlying theme in the world. It is frustrating people, it is causing a lot of problems, and it's a root cause of a lot of mental health issues. But we are going to talk about anger according to Vedic scriptures. And we will be going by content in Bhagavad Gita chapter 3 and Srimad Bhagavatam canto 3. We are going to talk about where does anger start, how does it travel, where is it stored, what does it do to our prana, our vitality, what does it do to our ojas, our immunity. So let's get started. I have Pandit Atul Krishna with me. Welcome, Panditji.
Thank you.
All right, let's get started. So let me first ask the question, who is Rudra?
So Rudra is an expansion of Shiva or Shankarji. And there is a description in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam of how Rudra appeared.
Oh, yes. The story of appearance of Rudra is so fascinating. So when the creator Brahma, he was creating many, many sages and devas or angels and humans. So he created four sages and he said, you should, you know, because he's a progenitor, he wants everybody to populate the world that he has created. So these four Kumaras, the sages, said we are going to dedicate our life to God and meditation, and we will not have a family. So what the creator Brahma, he was angered, but he did not say anything, and he kept his anger inside, and both his eyebrows came together in anger, and right from between his eyebrow appeared Rudra, and he was slightly blue and red in color. Rudra is an incarnation of Shiva. He's not Shiva himself, but he's an incarnation of Shiva. That means he comes from the body of Shiva and goes back into the body of Shiva. Now, this is a story that Atul Krishna, you tell so much better than me. What is anger? Now, according to American Psychological Association, anger is an emotion. And what they say is you only feel that emotion when someone has done you wrong. However, they do talk about that there are three types of anger. Now, in psychology, there is the passive-aggressive anger, or a very aggressive and you're openly aggressive, or you're trying to assert yourself, assertive anger. But most of them agree that anger is a product of something else that is going on. For example, there is something we are feeling like either, and these are very primeval, basic things like we are afraid. We are afraid of losing. We are sad. And then we lash out either as being passive aggressive, depending on our culture, or being openly aggressive or being assertive. And anger is a way of our subconscious dealing with feelings. So this is the psychological perspective. But according to Vedic perspective, a part of a divine being lives within us called Rudra principle that causes the anger to manifest.
And Rudra means literally, it comes from the Sanskrit root rud, to cry out. So the appearance of Rudra is described in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, where Rudra was born from the frustrated anger of the creator.
That is fascinating. So we are talking about anger today, and we are talking about, you know, the manifestation of anger. What has Rudra got to do with Rudra principle and anger within us human beings?
That's a very good question. And the choice of topic is no coincidence, because the Rudra principle resides within nature and within our bodies, within our vital force, within our organs. It is there and ready to be awakened.
What is the connection between Rudra principle and the anger that resides in our heart?
So the Rudra principle is the principle by which anger manifests. Now, the question is, where does it manifest? Anger manifests in the sky, in the water, in fire. It also manifests within us, within the heart, within our circulation, within our prana, our vital force. And it has the potential to travel through our body. Anger itself is a combination of tamogun and rajogun. Tamogun is the mode of ignorance, and it is sometimes represented as a deep blue color. And rajogun is the mode of activity. When you combine these two together, they lead to destructive power. So if you go outside and if you see an angry sky, when you see a furious looking sky that looks dark and threatening and instills fear, that is the Rudra principle in nature. When a person becomes angry and the Rudra principle manifests within them, they may shout, they may make threats, they may become violent, but the general effect is that they will also induce fear in other people, especially if it's a person who has some ability to cause harm. So this is, in a nutshell, the general idea behind the Rudra principle.
So how does one control the anger? I'm not talking about, what the modern community says or behavioral, but from a Vedic perspective, what are some of the things that one needs to do to have the Rudra inside you controlled?
That's a great question. And first and foremost, to understand the Vedic perspective on controlling anger, the best prevention is to avoid becoming angry. And how do we do that? We look at the genesis of anger. How does anger get triggered within us? So Sri Krishna describes in Bhagavad Gita, Dhyayato Vishayan Pungsa Sangasteshu Pajayate Sangat Sanjayate Kama Kamat Krodho Bijayate. Krodha is anger. And krodha arises when our desires become frustrated. For example, think of a toddler. A toddler wants a toy. They see something, they want it. Mommy, buy me this right now. You say, no, I'm not going to get you that. What do? They become angry. They start kicking and screaming. Because the toddler has not learned to control themselves. They haven't learned that they can't get everything they want. Part of us is still in that stage. We want to have things. We think that things will make us happy. It's when we learn to be self-satisfied, that's when we're crossing to that higher stage of existence. When I learn, if I'm not happy with a little, I won't be happy with a lot. And that right there is a core problem in modern society. People often want more.
Say somebody has already become angry and they know that anger is now beginning to percolate. And I mean, what does one do once that thing has already started and it's already percolating?
How do you get the beast back into the bottle, so to speak?
Yes.
Well, that's a good question. Really, we need an outlet, you know, and sometimes, for example, we'll have a conversation with someone that's very, very frustrating, and we don't control how other people think and act and behave, right? And it just sometimes we come away very frustrated because when you're trying to convince someone of something they refuse to see, it's like my Guruji once said, you can't wake up someone who's pretending to be asleep. And this can be very frustrating. How do you deal with that frustration? You want to release your frustration before it has a chance to turn into anger. So sometimes there are things like going outside and yelling at the top of your lungs. Or let's say that you have some recycling stuff and you need to destroy some cardboard boxes. So you go outside and stomp on them and flatten them and get some satisfaction from doing that. Some people also release their frustration by cleaning, just by doing some housework. I'm gonna take my anger out on mopping the floor or cleaning the bathroom. I could do it in just 5 minutes if I'm motivated and I feel really mad. Let me take it out in doing something constructive.
So what is the moral of the story? Anger and the Rudra principle. So there is a divine being who is a partial expansion of Shiva, who lives in 11 places, and one of the places that he lives in is in the heart of all living beings. So we are spontaneously given to anger, whether we like it or not. It is there. Now, it can travel from our prana all over our body, all over our senses. It can destroy and lower our immunity or ojas. It can make the mahabhuta, which means the water content, the element of water in our bodies, reduced when rudra is produced, when anger is produced. And the problem is not that the rudra is there and it gets produced. It's when we are not able to stop it and when we are not able to release it. We are not supposed to stop the rudra. The more you try to stop it, it'll start circulating inside the body and go store in the liver or senses and cause disease. We are supposed to release it. Just like, you know, if you have some sputum or cough coming up, you want to expectorate it. Similarly, when you have a spontaneous buildup of anger, you're supposed to release it by whatever means and whatever works for you. So that's the principle. Hope you enjoyed this episode. It's a small one. If you like it, we will do a longer one.